This is the time where Coach Slocum on a mobile usually does call.
Well, yeah, brought to you by Gordon Richardson and Associates. Coach Slocum on a mobile is usually here with us at this time, and I believe
is that him?
He's
yeah,
here.
We're ready to roll.
Yeah, we're ready to roll with Coach Slocum on a mobile. Brought to you by Gordon Richardson and Associates, and we had thought maybe you'd gotten fired from Gordon Richardson and Associates, Coach, because you weren't calling in.
Well, no, he's got some hot pants, but he's still got me on the payroll. So my beeper was going off. I knew it was time to call you guys.
All right.
They're always blowing your two-way up, aren't they, Coach?
Well, they are. Yeah, here's the beeps, and I got to get on there. You know, I love talking to the folks, and so it's all right. I enjoy being with y'all every week.
Well, I was watching a little bit of you this Saturday on the television show. I tell you, you look sharp, Coach. You look sharp up on that set. This is, I think, that you found your calling.
Well, it is. It's pretty impressive. I'm crunk up there. I'm tight, and I think the kiddos, they love me.
You are crunk up
crunk?
There, Coach.
You're crunk, Coach.
Is that now? Is that Coach? Is that really you being you? Finally, now that you're outside of, you know, the auspice of being a head coach at Texas A&M, are you? Is this who you are, or is it the network trying to make you a little more hip for the demographics?
Well, when you're in a conservative atmosphere like Texas A&M, it's hard to be yourself. So, you know, I like getting on the TV show now and kind of letting myself go. I've been talking with Michael Irvin. He's gonna start helping me dress, and it's gonna get crazy in the next few weeks.
Yeah, so you're gonna go with the yellow and purple suits and whatnot. That's gonna look crunk, Coach.
It is. It's gonna be, you know, four buttons up. They got about four layers of suit on, and it's gonna be big time. I'm Sterling Sharp's gonna have nothing on CSOM, baby.
Oh, sweet. Well, it's good to hear that, CSOM. Now, let's get to the Aggs. I know we always start the Aggs. They're not your team anymore, but they played Virginia Tech last week in a bad rainstorm. This week it's supposed to be high and dry at College Station as Pitt comes in. And do you know anything about Pitt? I mean, can you preview this game for us?
Well, Pitt's a team that likes to pass the ball a lot. You know, they've had some guys in there following the shoes of Marino and Van Pelt and those guys, so... You know, and they went up, and unfortunately they lost to one of the best teams in the country last week in Toledo. And yeah, I don't know what the big deal. There's no shame in losing Toledo. Sometimes you go to those places and you get, you know, those good teams beat you, like Southwest Louisiana or, you know, teams like that.
Yeah, I remember when they got you with, like, seven interceptions that game or something, Coach.
Well, people don't understand that, you know, half the teams lose every Saturday. We've always preached that. And just like Mac Brown told us last week, there's no sin in losing. So, you know, feel free to lose. It's not a big deal. Just go out there.
Feel free to lose.
It's healthy for everybody to lose, Coach?
Well, it's fine. You only have to have six wins to get to your postseason. You got five or six to drop along the year. I don't know what the big deal is. I think fans overemphasize winning. And, you know, sometimes that's not what the coach's job is all the time.
Well, and those Longhorns, Coach, you know, while they faltered at home against Arkansas, you know, they stepped up big this week against Rice.
Well, they did. I watched that game, and that was a close game for a long time. I think Rice really hung in there. You know, they stop a few of those 80- or 90-yard drives, and then Ken Hatfield's right back in it. So I did see this week in the paper where he's planning to air it out. And you know, we've never heard that from Rice before, that they're going to have to start passing. So this is a new thing for him. And I think with that offense and then just the 5-6 quarterback that I saw last week, I think they got a good chance to really open it up this week.
You like that 5-6 quarterback?
Oh, he's money.
Most coaches won't do that, Coach, put in 5 or 6 different quarterbacks.
No, 5'6" quarterback.
Oh, 5'6".
Yeah. No, he meant 5'6".
5'6". Oh, like I thought 5 or 6.
No, even better, a 5'6" quarterback.
Yeah, that's true.
hey, Coach, you know, I don't know if you realize this or not, but you take away that 35-point second quarter, that's a 14-0 game.
Well, it is. I mean, I think, you know, Rice got better as the game went on. And they found out how to stop Chance Mock and you know, Big Vince, and then they did a good job on him. It looks a lot like, you know, an A&M team that went out to Virginia Tech, and then, you know, they figured out Virginia Tech there late in the fourth. They just got away from them. But, you know, I apparently left some of my playbooks behind because I saw, you know, Coach Brand out there. He's running the trick plays, the onside kicks.
It looked like I couldn't even tell the difference. Was this a Slocum coach team or a Frantastic team? I couldn't tell the difference for a second.
Well, a lot of people have told me that this week, and there was a time in there. They went from 3rd and 27 to 4th and 11, and he went for it, and, you know, that was straight out of my pocketbook there.
Right. That's when I got confused. I was like, did they really make a coaching change, or was that just a dream? Hey, what about your old mentor? I want to know what your thoughts were when Jackie Sherrill came into Houston. his Mississippi State team got beat by the Cougars last week. Were you happy to see him get beat? Were you sad to see him get beat? What were your thoughts there?
Well, no, I always thought it was sad. I think a lot of Jackie Sherrill, and you know, with what he's done at the Mississippi State program is nothing short of phenomenal. He's coming there, and they went to I think they went to SEC championship game a couple of years, and it looks like he's going to have back to back, you know, 3-8, 3-9 seasons. So, you know, in the SEC, you win 2 or 3 games, you're right there in the mix, and you get all the hype that everybody else does. And hey, once again, there's no shame in coming down and getting beat by a team that went 3-8 last year like Houston.
Coach, half the teams every Saturday lose.
They'll lose, Coach, every half the teams.
Well, once again, it's not a sin to lose. You know, don't worry about it. We're coaches, they have other responsibilities. We got radio shows. You know, we got TV shows. We got to meet the parents. We got to meet the alumni. Our job is much bigger than just wins.
Absolutely. And finally, how about Mike Leach? Texas Tech, 681 yards, and they lose by 4 touchdowns. Can you explain this, Coach?
Well, I think we need to sit down and look at the rules, and maybe, you know, after a certain yardage or we get so many penetrations, you know, teams ought to be rewarded for that. You know?
Right.
Penetrations?
Well, yeah, our offenses through the, you know, just like Mike Leach, you have these high-flying offenses, you ought to be rewarded for pushing the ball in between the 20s. You know, I just don't think that the rules as they stand today account for that. But, you know, Leach, he's a genius. And don't peek around the corner. But next week, I think they're going up there to Lubbock for a night game up there.
Well, Coach, what about this? And this sounds a little crazy, but what about 2 points for every yard or 1 point for every yard over 600?
Well, exactly. You know,
he would have had 81 plus 21. You know, he would have had 102 points. But, I mean, come on, he did get over 600 yards, Coach.
He did. In fantasy football, he would have been rewarded for that.
Right, exactly.
And I think he's probably playing his own little fantasy games there on the sideline. So, you know, he's got it all figured out. I think the world of Coach Leach, and I'm sure he had a big time Saturday night out there in Raleigh.
It almost seems like Coach Leach is playing a video game. He goes for it on fourth down, so often it's like a video game that he thinks he can just reset all the time. I'm starting over. This game didn't start good for me. I can't start over. I just went for a fourth down at my own 30. Oh, well, all right.
Oh, well.
They get the
ball. Coach, we are out of time. Well, we appreciate you spending some time with us here every Thursday, brought to you by Gordon Richardson and Associates. Thanks, Coach.
All right, guys. Thank you. Talk to you next week.
Giggle.